Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today, we have Amber Walters. Amber is with HIT Consulting. Amber, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So prior to joining HIT Consulting, can you give us a brief background about yourself, what you've been up to?
Sure. So my background is a little bit interesting. I actually have over 20 years in retail management experience. So I was successful as a big retail jewelry store, actually. And then after starting a family, it was just really no longer sustainable to be able to do that retail schedule and commitment. So I actually started, used my transferable skills from the retail background and got a job as a relationship banker at Capital One Bank. And then during that time, I kind of found my passion for training when I was in a training for an orientation training. I really found that I was passionate about wanting to do the job of the facilitator. So as I had all of this free time on my hands, I decided to go back to school. I got my master's in training and performance improvement. And then when there was a position open up for a facilitator role at Capital One, I was able to get that position. So from there, my work in L&D has really blossomed. I went from a facilitator at Capital One to a manager of global retail training at Under Armour out of Baltimore, Maryland. And then went from there and was recruited by Marriott International to be the director of global learning and development with them, where I oversaw all of the select brands at that company. And then during the pandemic, obviously hospitality took a huge hit. I got put on furlough and then started just deciding that instead of waiting to see what would happen, I went ahead and started looking. And HIT Contracting was an amazing opportunity to actually lead their HIT University, which is what they call their training department, as a talent development, as well as their organizational development side. So that's kind of my background in a nutshell.
Okay, and congrats on the transition and everything. So, switching from hospitality to skill development with the university, HIT University. So what are the learnings? What are the key transitions and everything because everything is different now these days. So What's that you figured out?
When it comes to starting during a pandemic, you mean?
Yeah, and more like what are you currently doing? Let's start with what are you currently doing at HIT Consulting, and let's build the conversation more on that.
Yeah, so obviously I started on June 1st, so it was right kind of in the middle of the pandemic. So everything was shut down at the time. There was no in-person orientation. There was no face-to-face meetings. There was really nothing. It was all remote. So when I first got to HIT Contracting and HIT University, we really, the way that they had transitioned is HIT Contracting was very much an instructor-led in a classroom, 2 hours, your butt in the chair, and that's how they were doing their learning. They did have some online training, but it just wasn't to the level that I was used to developing. So the entire time that I've been there since June, I've really been just transitioning and making this work for more of a blended learning approach or an online transition. So, you really need to just make sure that when you're transitioning this online instructor-led training, it has to be upgraded. So it's not about just, doing what you did in the classroom, but doing it on an online format, but instead using the breakout rooms, using participant workbooks, using interactive activities or polling that can actually be done for both in-person teams as well as online. And as we've been developing these classes, we've been thinking a lot about, we know that we're going to get back to it. So construction is an essential business. We have actually started moving back into, many months ago, we started going back into the office. So really being able to think about, well, what are we doing for the people that are remote, but what are we doing for the people that are also in person? And how can we make this kind of training work for both, which I think is a big challenge when it comes to that. So
you mentioned 1st of June. So if I just kind of start thinking, March, April, May last year was more about, you know, a panic kind of situation for everyone. You know, everyone wanted to be in their comfort zone, but the businesses weren't doing well. Stock markets were tanking. People were getting furloughed and all and everything, right? June, July, August was more like where everyone started the terms like Zoom fatigue started coming in, you know, and work from home became like 14 hours a day, the mental health and those kind of things started coming in. So did you go through as an organization or as an individual, did you face those kind of issues and what challenges you took or what steps you took to overcome those challenges?
Yeah. So for me, it was a bit of a panic mode because of my family and just trying to make things work with my three children, all trying to learn remotely. I was furloughed, but I made it my job to find a job. So, you know, there was a lot of panic in the beginning. So, I'm a huge advocate of mental health and I'm a huge advocate of making time for yourself. So I would, you know, take the time to go running whenever I could. I took the kids on multiple hikes a week, just being able to get out of the house, get some exercise in. We actually started our own like family YouTube channel where we would like do workouts together and stuff like that. Just trying to, you know, promote and inspire them to be active and at the same time working on my own personal mental health too. So, you know, once I got in back into the workforce, it was a little bit more difficult to get some of those things done, but, you know, at that point I was a little bit calmer because I was good to go.
God. So last question, you know, I really have like 3-4 questions in my mind, but my marketing team kind of like forced me to keep all of these podcasts within 8 to 12. So they kind of like sprint style podcasts for us. So last question in regards to we're at the end of the COVID, hopefully with the vaccine rollout happening at a record pace, you know, in the next 3-4 months, we'll forget about COVID, hopefully touch wood, you know. So how do you see the world shaping out after that? You know, do you want to go back to office full time or do you want to do a hybrid model or so you went through all those transitions last year of taking the learnings all online. Would you want to go back to the old model or what do you have in mind now?
So I believe that this situation has really opened a lot of companies' eyes to the ability to have productivity while working remote. I know that I get a lot more accomplished both personally and professionally if I'm able to spend about 50% of my time working at home. So while those one-on-one interactions are very important, especially when you are, you know, in a client-facing role or having an ability to meet with those people. However, being able to do head down work without distractions is also invaluable. So, you know, I think that people are starting to see it. Like we're in the process of hiring for a position right now. And we're finding that there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, great quality candidates, but they don't want to come into the office. They're kind of at the point where they know that they don't have to. There's so many options out there that are fully remote or partially remote. And I think that companies are going to have to step up to that as well.
Amber, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for everything. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
Thank you.
And we're